going to continue with our message. And Somo, I am talking mostly to you today, just so you know this. And everyone else gets to listen in, but I'm talking to you. No, you can just take a seat. I just want you up front and center, because it would be really awkward if I'm like, hey, Somo, way back there. No, I'm talking to you, okay? You want to talk back? Get the mic. Yeah, yeah. So everyone else gets to overhear what I'm saying, and it's good and important for you all to hear this, but I'm talking to you so today, because today is starting something special in your life, okay, and in our life together here at Southwest. Today you're becoming a vicar at Southwest Lutheran Church. And we could also call you a student pastor. We could also call you maybe a pastor intern. We could call you a pastor in training. And all those titles would work. All those would be accurate. And to be honest, I'll probably just call you student pastor most of the time, because I don't want to keep explaining the word vicar over and over and over again every time I say it. But today is the day you're becoming a vicar. And what today means is that a lot of people have looked at you, Somo, and they have decided that you have what's necessary to start preparing, to become a pastor. And you know, that actually started here with many of the people sitting here in this room today, people who have invested their hearts and their time and their energy into you as mentors and as friends and as parents. People who, when you at some point, you went to them and you said, hey, you know, I think maybe I should be a pastor. They didn't say, nah, you're kidding, right? No. No, they said, yeah, you know, we think that'd be a good idea too. Hopefully, at least, you know. And then you talked to me, and I actually remember this. I remember you gave me a phone call one Thursday evening about 2.5 years ago when I was out of town. And I remember that because I was away at a pastor's conference, and you just had something you really wanted to talk to me about. And I said, sure, you know, go ahead and give me a call. And so you called me that day and said you thought maybe you should be a pastor. And I said, yeah, I think that's worth talking about. I could see that. And then together we went and we talked with our district president here in the Indiana district of our church body. And this is the guy who's responsible for overseeing all the Lutheran churches in Indiana. And he said, Somo, well, he could see you as a pastor. And you had an interview with the district representative as part of the seminary admissions process. And then at some point, we were not involved with this at all, but there was a seminary admissions committee that got together. And they all decided that, you know what, they thought too, that you could be a good pastor. And now, I have this two sheets of paper in my hand that say, this is pretty cool. It's all been signed by the seminary vicarage director, a great guy named Glenn Nielsen, and this says that everything has been done in good order. And now with the blessing of our church body, with the blessing of the seminary, I get to officially install you as a vicar, as a student pastor here at Southwest Lutheran Church. That's pretty cool, right? Now I will say, and I may have said this yet already, I'm not sure, you're not a pastor yet. This is a beginning in your preparation. And you have about 4 years of classes, about 4 years of practice and growing and maturing to do before you're a pastor. And soon, believe it or not, you're going to start leading worship. And that'll be sooner rather than later. And we'll ease you into that, okay? We'll help you out. And soon you're going to start actually, you know, like preaching, giving sermons too. And that's also sooner rather than later. We're not thinking years, we're thinking several months. And we'll ease you into that too. And since you're a student and not yet a pastor, you'll be doing all these things with my supervision, under my guidance. And the point, let me say this, is not to keep you from being whom God has made you to be, right? The point is not to make you more like me. The point is to make sure you have all the help you can get, because you'll need it. Because the truth is that this process of training is going to change you. You'll never forget some of the things that are coming your way now. I can tell you that. There are some parts of my own training that I know I will never forget. Like the first time I ever got up to give a sermon in church, and I think I've shared this story before, that has stuck with me not just because of the incredible privilege and responsibility that it is to stand up and share God's word, but also because about halfway through that sermon, I just totally forgot what I was saying in the middle of the sermon. And I froze. It felt like an hour to me. It was probably about 30 seconds. And I froze. And that was embarrassing, but you know what? That changed me. It helps me to remember that what I do up here in front of the church is not about me, what wonderful words I can think up to speak, but it's about Jesus, right? It's about our Lord. Or I'll never forget the first time I walked into a hospital room that was filled with a family, And mom is laying in the bed sick, and they're not sure she's going to make it. And so the kids are flying in to see her one last time, just in case. And so I was the one that they called, and they said, you need to get over there and make sure this family can hear the good news of Jesus, the good news of the resurrection of the dead. Focus their thoughts and comfort them in a time of grief and trial. And that changed me, because that experience taught me that sometimes you're the only one there who can speak, or who will speak, God's word into a situation that really needs to hear it. And so never be afraid to speak the word of God. And I'll never forget the first Bible study I ever led with a group of about 6 young people, not too different from the young people you love to work with. And that was in the meeting room way in the back of the church, over the gym, and how it was my responsibility to share some life-giving truth with those young people. I'll never forget those things. And so, you know, I don't know what from these next few years, I don't know what's going to stick with you, but I do know that you will be changed. And the Apostle Paul in our scripture reading gives us some good advice. It's good advice for all of us, really, but especially for someone in your situation. And we can read. Paul says, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your heart on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above and not on earthly things, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. And what that means is that Jesus has taken you and he has changed you. And where you used to be guilty, Jesus has made you innocent. And where your sin used to be an affront to God, Jesus has restored you to a place of honor as a son of God. And where you used to be a victim of sin and death and the devil, Jesus now protects you and empowers you to live in his name. And this is true not just for you, Selma, but for everyone who calls on Jesus as Lord. And so for you and me and for all of us, Paul says it's like we have died and risen again in Christ. And so now set your heart and minds on the things of Christ, because that's where the hearts and minds of the people of God really belong. But now we know that doesn't always happen, right? This is hard for us in our lives following Jesus. And remember, in these next few verses, Paul is speaking to the baptized and the redeemed people of God. These are already Christians. When he says, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices, and you've put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. And Somo, this is the most important thing that you will learn over these next few years. And in fact, I would say if you don't learn this, then you won't be a pastor. Okay, this is important. Not to scare you, but hey, this is important. How do you deal with this old self? How do you deal with this old self that's full of immorality and anger and evil? You know, what do you do when that old self rises up inside of you and tries to pull you away from the things of God? And what do you do when that old self takes over someone you love? And someone you know, and it's your job to gently lead them back to the fellowship and the life of God's people. How do you deal with that old self in you and others? And as a pastor, how do you help others deal with that old self? This is tough stuff. And this is not an answer that you can be taught, by the way. I can't give you a one-line answer here. It's something you have to live. But the best I can share with you right now is to remember that Jesus changes us. As the people of God, there are Jesus changes happening within us as the Holy Spirit works and guides us into new lives with him. Paul says, you've been raised with Christ. You've been given a new life. You've been given another opportunity. You have been welcomed into the family of God. And that's good news for you and me. Amen. Amen. And so, Mo, I know that God has set it in your heart to share that good news with everyone who needs to hear it. And my hope and my prayer is that these next few years will be a time where you are set free to share that good news of Jesus Christ, and that you will see Jesus changing the hearts and the minds and the lives of the people around you. Because you know what? When Jesus does his work, when we see Jesus changes happening around us, that is always good news. Here's a few more Jesus changes we see in our reading today. We see in verse 11, a really cool one for us today. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. And we can say, too, in Jesus there's no American or immigrant. In Jesus there's no Anglo or Burmese. Christ is all and Christ is in all. And it's not to say these differences don't matter, because they do. And your life has been very different from mine. But this is to say that Christ has called us to be one community And so I'm really excited to see today that, Southwest Lutheran Church is no longer going to be a multi-ethnic church with a white pastor and white leaders. We're now going to be a multi-ethnic church with multi-ethnic leadership. And that is such a cool thing to see. I believe that's the vision God has for his church. And that's a cool thing. That's a Jesus change. Some more Jesus changes that God works in us from these next few verses. I won't just read it, but Paul mentions, in Christ we begin to show compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness and patience and forgiveness and love. In Christ we experience peace and thankfulness. And Somo, your job now is not just to try and live these things in your own life. Your job is to teach and to guide, to shepherd and challenge and encourage and do everything else you can to help the people around you begin to live these lives too. To see these Jesus changes in their own lives, especially those young people with whom you'll be working especially. The work you're getting into, Somo, it's all about Jesus changes. First, the forgiveness of sins, inclusion in God's family. That comes through God's word and through baptism. And then living new lives through the work of the Holy Spirit in us. And Jesus changes are always a good thing. And I want to say, too, to everyone who's gathered with us today, we can acknowledge this is a big change that's happening. It's really cool as we install Somo today as our student pastor. And I really do believe this is another Jesus change that we're seeing. Today, like I said, Southwest Lutheran Church is becoming multi-ethnic in its leadership. And that's a change. And soon Somo will be helping to lead worship services. And that will be a change because he's not me, right? He's not Chris, our field worker. I lost my spot. Again, how about that? And what's happening here is not that we're going to take Somo and we're going to try and turn him to an Anglo pastor just like Pastor Joe. Somo is going to be Somo. And today he's going to be Somo the vicar. And in about 4 years, Lord willing, he'll be Pastor Somo. And that's a change. And Southwest Lutheran Church is changing today, and I really do believe this is a Jesus change for us. And so let's lean into it. Let's embrace it. I want to say, too, to those you folks who are members here at Southwest, I'll be sending some invitations to you soon, because this is a time of change, right? And so it's especially important to talk. I want to get together with you and talk about this change and everything else that's going on. You know, are you excited? I am. Are you excited? Woo! Are you, I think that's me. Are you scared? That could be. How are you feeling about the ministry here at Southwest? You know, I'm feeling good about this change. And I see other people like, yeah, I'm excited too, right? But I want to talk to you. I want to make sure we're walking together on this. And so look for those invitations soon. Next week too, we're starting a new message series because we're experiencing a time of change. And you know what the most important thing is when you're in a time of change? Is the most important thing is to know who you are. What's your core? When times are changing, the most important thing is to know what doesn't change and what shouldn't change, because that's what makes us who we are. And so next week, we're starting a new message series about who we are. And that'd be great if we're regular here and we know who we are and we want to be reminded. Or if you don't know, what makes the church, join us. That'd be really cool. And so now, Somo, let me end with this, because I cannot think of a better encouragement for you today than the last two verses of our scripture reading. And if you can keep doing these things, you will be an awesome vicar, one that I will love to work with, and an awesome pastor one day. And so, Somo, as you begin this journey, let these words from Paul guide you. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, and that's you and others, you all. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, through hymns and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. I know you love to sing. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen. Amen. All right, let's stand. You can go wherever you want now, Somo. Actually, no, don't go away, because we're going to install you in just a moment. We are going to continue with the Apostles' Creed, because I already had everyone stand, and then we're going to install Somo as our vicar. And so if I didn't surprise our video people too much, we will see the Apostles' Creed on the screen. And so we can confess what we believe together in these words, saying, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. All right, go ahead and take a seat now. And Somo, you can come up. And let me invite also, we have with us Pastor Larry Marino. You want to come up now? And Karen Blank, our deaconess, and Greg, you come on up too. Greg Book, our head elder here at Southwest. And my book is right here. And we are going to install Somo as vicar here at Southwest Lutheran Church. We'll say a few things. I'll have a question for you, and I'll give you the answer. Don't worry about it. And then we'll say some prayers for you. So, and that's what these folks are here for. So step on up into the light. Brothers and sisters in Christ, according to the usual custom of the church, Somo has been assigned to Southwest Lutheran Church as a vicar, a student pastor. As a student assigned to our congregation, he will continue his education in preparation for service to the church as a pastor. And so hear what the Word of God has to say about those who serve in the church. This is from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 12. Paul says, he's talking about the gifts of God and the variety of gifts that God has given to the church. Paul says, by the grace given to me, I say everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and all the members do not have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, to the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. And so, Somo, I ask you, are you prepared to serve as vicar in this congregation under the supervision of the pastor, undertaking your assignments as one who seeks training for the office of the holy ministry? If so, then answer, I am, with the help of God. Somo, I install you as vicar at Southwest Lutheran Church in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Awesome. I mentioned we have a few people with us to pray for Somo, and each of them has a verse, a word of encouragement, a prayer to share, and I'm going to grab the microphone, and I'm going to start with Karen on my left. Karen, come on up.
Somo, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Seek speaking, teaching and admonishing everyone in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and songs of praise with thankfulness in your heart to God at all times. Amen.
Karen and Greg, our Greg Book, our head elder, is excited about this day.
You know how we do our Bible study, right?
Yeah.
The Spirit led us, and this is what they picked for us to study today. This is Jeremiah. And the Lord says to him, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. And he says, Jeremiah says back to him, ah, sovereign Lord, I do not know how to speak. I am only a child. And he says back to him, do not say I'm only a child. You must go everywhere I send you and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid. He's with you always. He says, I can be bold in his name. So I'm going to pray bold for you. Father.
Our Father. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ. To protect those tongues like you did there. If you put the spirit in him of bold, courageous, and then he preaches the truth, and he gives the message you have placed on his heart and on his heart for the rest of his life. And he gives vision, he has movement, and he has vision with you. And then he gives them to us. The bold is ready. Amen.
Amen. and Pastor Larry Marino, now retired of the area.
Yes, thank you. Greg reminded me last time I was here what I spoke about, and I spoke about how it is that from Acts 2, where Peter says, in the last days, young people will have vision. This young man has vision too, you know. And us older people will dream dreams. And I have to say that I've been dreaming about this for a long time, that young pastors would lead their churches in God's mission in this new way. And so this is happening because a lot of us old guys have been dreaming about this for a long time. And so what I would like to do is have you come over here too, Pastor. And
sure.
I want to bless both of you because, you see, what I'm going to do is I'm talking now on behalf of the gray hairs. Now, to the young people, I would say this. If you're a young person here, these guys are going to need you to walk with them, to work alongside them. And as you have vision, tell them. Because they have vision, but they know you have a piece of it too. So don't be afraid to share your visions with these young men. Secondly, if you're older like me, tell them your dreams. What's great about this church, you have such a beautiful multi-ethnic church, but it's multi-generational too, isn't it?
Yep.
And that's why I believe it's really working here. So I'd like to pray for you young guys now. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, please bless these young men with vision. We're so grateful to you that Somo had this vision. But we're also grateful that Pastor Joe shared the vision and didn't shut it down. And so please bless these men as, Lord willing, we'll be back here in 4 years, O Lord. And we will celebrate an ordination service. But in the meantime, O Lord, help us to remember that in these days for your mission, that is the young people who will have vision and the older people will dream dreams. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you, son.
Somo, let me pray for you. Pray, Almighty God, our Father, you send workers into your harvest field. Give your blessing to Somo, who now begins his vicarage in our congregation, so that your word may bear much fruit for the growth of your church. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
All right, you guys can head back. Somo, stay up here for one more moment. And as they're heading back, I'll say also, I invited some other pastors, some others from around the area who have worked with immigrant communities in the past, pastors James Keller, and David Strabel from New Life Lutheran Church, and also Mike Wakeland, who formerly of New Life and now at Lutheran Life Villages. They really wanted to come, but they're all serving pastors. They have Sunday morning responsibilities, and so they were not able to make it. Somo, they send their blessings, their encouragement. They wish they could be with you here today. I also have a letter from Pastor Dave Mackey and Deb, formerly of Southwest Lutheran Church. Many of you know them. And so I'll read that right now. Dear people of Southwest Lutheran Church, it's with thanks to God that Deb and I celebrate with you at the installation of Somo as your vicar. It seems like only yesterday we watched him head off to school for his first day of class at North High. Who would have guessed that the Lord would be preparing him to enter the seminary to serve full-time in the mission of Jesus Christ? It's truly amazing how the Lord works in keeping his promise to raise up workers in the harvest field. It has been a blessing to watch God grow Somo in faith and zeal for sharing God's grace with others. I have enjoyed witnessing how the Lord is using all the young people at Southwest to boldly live out their faith. It has been my prayer for many years, and we are privileged to see God's answer. You're a blessed congregation to have Pastor Joe as your shepherd. I promise it's in here, by the way. His heart for mission and his passion for reaching out is a gift. Continue to follow his lead and know that the Holy Spirit is preparing you for even greater impact in the lives of the people you will serve. Deb and I are so thankful thankful for the people of Southwest. Your openness to reaching out with the love of Christ is encouraging to the entire Lutheran Church. You are making a difference well beyond Fort Wayne. I'm sorry I wasn't able to be present at your celebration. The congregation I serve in St. Paul has merged with a Hmong congregation some weeks ago, and we are busy working out the reality of joining together two different cultures. And unlike my days at Southwest, where I only had to work one day, here I am working two or more. So he's busy. God bless your celebration and send some pictures of Somo in a suit and tie, which we're almost there. So, Burmese suit, right? God, in his grip, Pastor Dave and Deb. Yes, Corinne. Okay, Somo, go in the name of the Lord. Be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. The Almighty and most merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you. Amen. We can give thanks for what God has done today. That's an awesome thing.